Vi, a short story written and read by Amy Hitchcock-Smith. Chapter 1. The forest Lilith was unsettled. Kira felt it. The river Vi, known throughout the region for its ability to generate violent miniature storms mere feet above its surface, felt more dangerous than normal. Kira marveled at the uniqueness of these storms, contained within a fog that hovered over the water and sprouted brilliant flashes of light as competing energies blended together to form an ancient but powerful magic. Kira eyed the waters. Lightning continuously hit the surface water, creating furious ripples and waves. A violent, restless energy built and left a static in the air that she had not felt in a long time. Kira stepped onto the ledge of her porch, a thick branch of ancient oak, not 20 feet from the roaring river, and stared into the vast forest of Lilith, over brambles and thorns and oaks and pines. Aside from the roaring waters, Lilith was silent, and the silence unnerved her. Normally, the forest hummed with the chirping of insects, the breath of trees, haunting songs of the elves, and the flutter of pixie and fairy wings. Kira waited to hear the high-pitched quipping of her pixie neighbors, Scylla and William, or the smooth, mellifluous voice of Brand, a young elf who often sat by her tree and studied the magic of Vi. That she heard neither, only added to the uncomfortable quiet. Kira looked at the moss that grew below her home. It bothered her that the soft ground was devoid of her friends. Even the trees were hushed. She heard no whispers in the breeze, no music in the air. A heavy lassitude filled her, and she tapped her foot impatiently. She returned home only a day ago after Bran found her and relayed a concerned message from her parents. They were due to arrive any minute, and she waited, uneasy and annoyed. "Kira, we must speak to you. It's urgent." "Right," she thought, "as if my journey to the ridge were not just as important." Not that she'd tell them about her travels or why she dared to venture so close to the outer ridge. No, Kira liked her secrets. A thunderous clap brought her attention to Vi, and she watched as a billow of fog turned black as a starless night, then dissipated over the far shore. As the fog dissolved, she noticed a shadow across the water. For a moment, she thought it were simply part of the fog until it slid away from the shore. A knot of unease pulled her to the edge of the porch for a closer look. "What is that?" she whispered. She heard the trepidation in her voice and gasped when the shadow turned as if in response to her voice. Silver eyes penetrated the fog and met her stare. She shivered at their frightening alien appearance and backtracked away, wanting to hide in the safety of her home. Even from the distance, the shadow felt wrong, unfriendly, hostile. Several flashes of light left her momentarily blinded. She stumbled back to her door and desperately tried to get her bearings. After several seconds, her vision began to clear. She glanced toward the clearing once more, the source of the flashes. The shadow was gone. Chapter 2. Kira paced as she waited for the arrival of Mama and Papa. The unsettled image of silver eyes left a burned imprint in her mind. Every time she recalled the memory, she felt the intensity and hatred in the shadow stare. Kira stretched her wings, then flitted into the air. The encroaching shadows, quiet wood, and ferocity of Vi left her worried about what was to come. Her visit to the Forbidden Range, cut short by Bran's sudden arrival, only added to her fear. The whispers of Keegan, guardian of the goddess Adria, warned her of an ancient familiar evil restless in the boundary beyond the Forbidden Range. Kira closed her eyes and imagined a looming blackness perched on the edge of a distant horizon that eclipsed ground and sky. She shuddered at the distant memory of a force so powerful it nearly consumed her soul, and a familiar heartache lifted her higher into the air. Eric. She circled her tree, then flew to the highest branch to overlook the entire breadth of Lilith. She glanced at the spot where the shadow had appeared, now bathed in sunlight. A familiar nudge urged her to look closer, even if crossing Vi proved treacherous. The storms contained within the boundaries of the river's eddies reached higher into the sky than normal. She had flown above the waters before, but never when so volatile. As she approached the river bank, she braced herself for the electric shock of magic, the smell of fire and blood, and the taste of ash on her tongue. She never understood why the sensation of magic always felt so unpleasant. The sound of thunder reverberated in her ears. She felt the power of sound move through her wings. Kira stopped and hovered over the outer banks. Violent clashes of sound mixed with brilliant flashes of light that revealed rifts trapped in the fog. Kira marveled at the brief flashes of futures past in strange, unfamiliar places before the next wave of thunder sounded and new rifts appeared. Bran warned her to avoid the rifts. He believed they were a gateway into another world in time and space. Kira smiled when she thought of Bran and his wire-rimmed glasses, perched delicately on a nose that went well with his full lips, large hazel eyes, and thick chestnut hair. She thought again of how strange it was for him not to be near the river bank. As she stared into the storms, she felt a weariness in her limbs. Heaviness spread outward from her core until her arms and legs felt stiff and painful. Swirls of red and purple clouds mixed with flashes of white light and soft, sudden whispers filled her mind. "Kira, come find us. Kira." The scent of lilac and enveloped her, and she eased her pounding heart in sudden primal fear. Her wings slowed, and the whispers began to hum. Soft voices blended to form a melodic alto whose minor tones increased her earlier heartache. "Eric," the voices sang, "he longs for you. He's here, waiting." Kira felt drowsy with sound. The humming turned to song that pulled her past the banks of Vi. Part of her wanted to lose herself in the sudden chorus of voices, let herself become lost in melody until waves of red and purple drifted over skin and magic transformed her into someone she no longer recognized. Even as she moved closer to the music, she tried to push back, to pull away from the seductive trap in her mind. The red and purple clouds formed into shapes of an eye and the whisper stopped when the eye opened. Kira gasped as she stared into a large silver iris. She tried to stop herself from moving closer, but felt a pull not of her own, and she realized she neared a rift. "No," she thought, "please, no! Kira!" The cry of her mother's voice broke her trance, and she felt a sudden warmth on both arms. With a forceful tug, the eye disappeared, and she found herself on the outer banks of Vi once more, her mother and father each holding one of her arms. "My God, Kira, are you insane? You could have been killed!" Her father's voice, normally calm, was laced with anger. I'm sorry. I... What had just happened? She looked desperately to the storms of Vi. The purple and red clouds were gone. She bowed her head, knew better than to enter the magical storms. I'm sorry. "Thank God you're okay." She met her mother's eyes and cringed. They were wide with worry. "Come, let's get indoors. We have much to tell you and not much time." Her father's eyes scanned the forest as though looking for something. "It's not safe here for you, Kira. We must leave, and soon." Her father's eyes rested on something in the distance, and Kira turned to get a better look. In the far horizon, a thick plume of smoke filled the air.